Today's Amud is Chagiga Chaf Amud Beis. We're holding on Chaf Amud Aleph by the very last word of the Amud Veloy. So we're in the middle of a Shaka Vatariya. Ultimately, the Gemara had a Kasha on the first Memra that we mentioned in the series of Memras. The first Memra was by Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. He spoke about a case where Reuven's handkerchief fell, and he asked his friend Shimon to pick it up for him. Seemingly, he was even watching Shimon pick it up. Shimon hands him the handkerchief. Nothing Tameh ever touched it. And the halacha is that the handkerchief is Tameh. And we asked, why is the handkerchief Tameh? Reuven L'chayr was watching Shimon the whole time. Nothing touched it. Nothing Tameh touched it. So why is the handkerchief Tameh? And the Gemara said that Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chazaka Ein Adam Meshamir Mashe Biad Chaveray. That there's a Chazaka that it's not true to a certain extent. At least Reuven was Mesiach Das when he asked Shimon to pick it up, and now his handkerchief is being held in Shimon's hands. It's so easy for it to become Tameh. There's a certain level of Yish of Hesach Hadas that there is, and there's a Chazaka that there's a certain level of Hesach Hadas, and that's why the handkerchief automatically becomes Tameh, because it has a lack of Shmira. Reuven's not really fully being Shimer it. Now ask the Gemara Veloy, is that really true? A person doesn't watch something that's in his friend's hands? There's a Chazaka in Adam Meshamer Mashe Biad Chaveroi. V'atani, we learned in the Braisa. Says the Braisa, Harei Shahayu Chamarav Upayalav Tu'unin Taris. A person, he has some workers, he has some donkey drivers that are carrying things for him, or he has some other workers. The point is that they're carrying some tar kalim or tar food of this person. And these people, his workers, are Amei Haaretz. And they're carrying his stuff. Now, Rashi points out that an example of this would be that it's in a barrel that's sealed, so it's not just the fact that they're touching it is not being metameh. It's a kli chares, which is not metameh from the outside. So the fact that they're holding it doesn't make it tameh, but, if they put their hands inside, so that's when we could have issues. So says the Braisa that if these workers that are Ami Aretz are holding Reuven's kalim, they're holding his kli chares, afal pisha hiflig mehen yoyser mimeh. The halacha is even if they go out, they go past him a mil away, which is the way we pass an 18-minute travel away from him. So even if they go a mil away from him, still the halacha is tahareis of tahareis. His tyrus that they're holding remain tar. However, Vim Amar Lahem Lechu, if he tells them go, Vani Avayach Recham, and I'll catch up to you. So then the halacha is Kevin Shinis Amu Einov Mehen, as soon as they're out of sight, Taharais of Tamei, so then his Tyrus, they become Tameh. And the Kasha is Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, which is a little bit misleading. The way Rashi explains is that really we're asking, what's the Pshan in the Reisha? If you're right that there's a Chazaka, Ein Adam Meshamir Masha Biyad Chaveirai, that a person doesn't have Shmira, he's not being Shimer something that's in his friend's hands, so then what's the pshan in the reisha? The halach in the reisha should be just like the seifa. Just like in the seifa we paskint. That is tarais, that is tairis for tameh. In the reisha also, when he's following after them, and the Braisa said that even if they go a mil away, his tyrus remain tar. Why do they remain tar? They're not in his hands, they're in his worker's hands. And if there's really a chazaka, in the mesham or mashab yad chaveri, so then his tyrus should be tameh. So says the Gemara to answer Amrav Yitzchok Nafcha that Reisha b'metayr chamara v'upayolav l'kach. The Reisha is discussing a case where the person made sure to be metayr his workers and his chamarim. He made sure to be metayr and mamish for this purpose. And since he was metayr, mamish went out of his way to be metayr them. So then we say that he doesn't have any sort of hesach hadas and he's mamish guarding them. Well, says the Gemara, if so, then we have to be consistent. If that's the case of the Reisha of the Braisa, so then Seifa Nami. L'chayr, it's the parallel case. The Seifa must be talking about the same type of situation, that he was Metayr them. So if he was Metayr them, so why in the Seifa do we say that his Tyrus become Tameh? It says the Gemara, because in the Seifa you have a different problem. And that is that even though these workers are tar, but Eina Ma'aretz Makbid Al Maga Chaveroi. His Amaratzim are not so Makbid on other people, on their friends touching this object. Even though, theoretically, they should be very careful. It's not their barrel. It's not their Chavis. It's someone else's. You should be more careful. Ama'aretz apparently are less careful about such things. And they would let their friend, who's an Ama'aretz, touch the chavis. And that's what we have to be concerned about. That's why in the Seifa, the chavis is tameh. We'll ask the Gemara, yachi, so then reisha nami. So then if so, in the reisha also, even though he was metayr them, why is this Tyrus tar? Why aren't we concerned that maybe he let one of his friends touch the barrel? So says the Gemara, because we're talking about a case, but lehem derech hakalosay, that he might at any point just sneak up on them. So since at any point he might just suddenly sneak up on them, so therefore they're going to be scared and they're not going to allow their friend who's not maaretz touch it. I mean, evidently they know that there's some sort of issue with having someone else touch the chavis. And in the Reish's case, since their boss might at any point in time sneak up on them, so therefore they're scared and they're not going to allow their friend to touch it. Well, ask the Gemara, well then, yihachi seifa nami. So why don't we say in the seifa also that they should be scared that maybe their boss is going to sneak up on them at any moment? So says the Gemara, no, in the seifa there's a big difference. What was the safest case? Kaven da amrlu l'chu v'ani ava yachreichem mismach samcha daitayu. In the safest case, the owner, the boss, he said to his workers, he said, you go and I'll catch up to you. So once he says that, kevan damru lechu, once he says go, vani ava yachrech, and I'm going to catch up to you, so mismach samcha daitayu, so then they feel that they have the liberty to do what they want to do, and the boss is not going to be by them at any moment, because he said, go ahead, I'm going to catch up to you later, so therefore, they're going to be more lax with this, they might allow their friend, who's an amaris, to touch it. So that's why in the seifa stomach. Again, the was why in the Reisha Zatar it's Mashabiyad Chaveray. We said a cloud, there's a Chazaka in the Meshamir Mashabiyad Chaveray. So why in the Reisha Zatar? We answer because he was Matire them. That Heter that he was Matire them didn't work in the safest case. Because in the safest case, since he told them go ahead, so then we have to be concerned that maybe they're going to allow their friend, who's an Amaret, touch it. Even though by them themselves we don't have to be concerned because he was Matire them, but we have to be concerned that maybe their friend, who's an Amaret, might touch the Chavis, Hadron Allah in Darshan. Now we begin the third and final parak of Maseches Chagiga, continuing on the theme of Tyrus. Says the Mishnah that Chaymer b'Kodesh mi'Batruma. There's chumrais that exist when it comes to a person who's dealing with Kodesh, with Kachem, more so than when a person is dealing with Truma, which we started to mention before on Yad Chesam Abayis. We said that big day, Eichle Truma, or Medras l'Kodesh, right, the Eichle Kodesh, that someone who is only eating Truma, his clothing is considered Tame with regards to the one who eats kachim, that's going to be one of the chumras actually that's going to be mentioned in our Mishnah. But says the Mishnah a whole list now. It's going to be the way, at least the simple count of our Mishnah is going to be a list of 11 things that kachim is treated more stringently than truma. We'll see in the Gemara that maybe two of them are really one and really it's only 10. But simply speaking, we're going to see a list of 11 things in our Mishnah that kachim has a chumra with regards to these 11 halachas. So says the Mishnah number one. Chaimer b'kodesh b'truma. There's chumers of kodesh over truma. Number one, shematbilin kalim b'seich kalim l'truma. When it comes to truma, if you want to tivel two different kalim, so you're allowed to tivel one inside of the other. You can dip them both inside the mikvah. You can put the fork inside the bowl, put it in the mikvah, and you're good to go. You can be matbilin kalim b'seich kalim when it comes to truma. Avolay l'kodesh, but when it comes to kachim, you're not allowed to be tivel kalim b'seich kalim. And the Gemara is going to explain what the reason for the iser by kachim is over here. And by all the examples, by all the cases that the Mishnah is going to bring, we'll see each case individually in the Gemara. Chumra number two, that achayrayim v'soichu beis asvita b'truma. When it comes to truma, so ordinarily speaking, when something becomes tame, at least with the tumah d'araisa, so then the halacha is that even if the tumah only touched a part of the kli, let's say it only touched the outside of the kli, the halacha is that the tumah goes onto the entire kli. Even if the tumah only touched the inside of the kli, it's going to go and spread throughout the entire kli. However, when it comes to truma, so acharayim v'soichu beis asvita b'truma. When it comes to a tumah d'rabbanan that touches a kli that's used, that's designated for truma, so then we consider these parts of the kli to be separate parts. There's the achayrayim, there's the back of the kli, there's the taich, there's the inside of the kli, there's the beis atzvita, which we'll see more in the Gemara, but we'll say now, it's the handle of the kli. So all these things are considered separate parts. If the tumah d'rabbanan touched the achayrayim, the taich and the beis atzvita are still going to be tar. If the tumah touched the beis atzvita, the achayrayim and the soich are still going to be tar. We consider each part to be separate when it comes to a kli that's miyuchad for truma when it gets tamei from a tumah derabanan. Avolay b'kodesh. However, when it comes to a kli that's miyuchad for kachim, so then even if it became tamei with a tumah derabanan, we say that the tumah goes onto the entire kli, even if it only touched one part of the kli. Chumra number three, hanaisei es hamidras, naisei es hatruma. If a person's holding, Rashi gives the example of a shoe of a zav. a shoe of his oven is tumas midras. It's something he puts his weight on. So that's has considered as tumas midras. A person is holding the shoe of his oven in one hand, he's allowed to hold truma in his other hand of alayas akaydash. But by kachim, he can't do that. He can't hold the shoe of his oven in his right hand and then hold kachim in his left hand. Chumra number four. Now, big day aichle truma midras lekaydash, which is what we had in Gedchasam Abayz, that the clothing of one who's only makbit to eat truma, of one who only eats truma, so even though he's makbit and he's being shayim, he's doing a shmirah, but he's only doing a certain level of shmirah. He's only eating truma. That's that beged is considered tameh when it comes to kachim. Chumra number five is that loy kemidas hakaydash midas hatruma. The midah of kaidash is not like truma. It's interesting akdama. For whatever reason, the Mishnah inserts it right over here. That kachim is treated more stringently than truma. Shabbat kaidash matir uminagev umatvil. When it comes to kachim, if let's say you're being tayvel a beged that has a knot in it, it's tied up. Let's say one of the sleeves is tied in a knot. So then the halacha is matir. You have to, before you put it into the mikvah, you have to undo the knot. Uminagev, and if you have a kli that's wet and you're putting it into the mikvah to be metayareh, so the halacha is that you first have to dry the kli. You first have to dry it. We look at the wetness as being some sort of chatzitza. We'll see more in the Gemara. You have to first dry the kli umatbil, and then only afterwards, after you untie the knot, after you dry the kli, then you're matbil it. Va'achrikach kosher, and then if you want afterwards, then you could tie it back up. However, when it comes to truma, you're even, not only do you not have to take out a knot, you're even allowed to be kosher v'acher kach matbil, you're even l'chatchila allowed to tie a knot and then dip it into the mikvah. Chumra number six, that kelim hanigmarim b'tahara tzrichin tefilo l'kaydash avoloi l'truma. When it comes to kachim, so if a person made a kli, let's say he makes a table, until the table is finished, it's not even possible for it to become tameh. A table until it's finished is not a kli, so it's not even susceptible to tuma. It only becomes susceptible to tuma once the kli is finished. So you would think that once the kli is finished and you know your tar at that time that you finish it, there's no reason to be tayvul it. If tuma touched it beforehand, it didn't do anything because the kli wasn't finished. It wasn't the kli. Now it's finished and now nothing's touching it. So there's no reason that you should have to be tayvul, be matbil, a finished kli. Still, the halacha is that when you have kelim and igmarim, even b'tahara, when it comes to kachim, you have to be tayvul. As soon as you finish making the kli, you have to be tayvul it, even though you know you were tar. Avolei l'truma, when it comes to truma, if you know you finished making the kli when you were tar, so there's no reason to be matbil it. You don't have to be tayvul it. Chumra number seven, hakli mitzarif masha b'seicher l'kaydash avolei l'truma. When it comes to kachim, if even one apple, one thing inside of a kli becomes tameh, the halacha is everything inside the kli becomes tameh. It's mitzarif, everything inside of it to be like one chefza, so even though the tumma only touched one apple, or only touched one kli inside of the basket, still everything becomes tameh. Avolei l'truma, but now that's not the case when it comes to truma. Truma, only the thing that got touched becomes tameh. If that has the ability to be metameh the next thing it touches, then fine. But we don't view everything in the basket as being like connected, as being like one chafza. That's chumr number seven. Chumr number eight, something that we've mentioned before, that haravi b'kaydash pasol, v'ashlishi b'truma, when it comes to kachim, so there's a level of haravi, even a ravi l'tuma becomes pasol, becomes tameh, whereas by truma, the highest level is a shlishi. Chumra number nine, ubetruma im nitmas achas miyadav, chaverta tohaira. So midah raisa, there's no such thing as a person having just his hands becoming tameh and not the rest of his body. It's all one person. So if tuma da raisa touched his hands, his whole body is tameh, everything's tameh. By tuma is the rabbanon, there's such a concept of hands becoming tameh and not the rest of the body. By truma there's even a bigger chiddush, that if one hand becomes tameh, so just that hand is tameh, im nitmas achas miyadav. If one hand becomes tameh from a tumah derabanan, chaverta tohira, his other hand remains tar. Ubekoidesh matbil shtehen. However, when it comes to kachem, so both of them become tameh, and it's not enough to do rechitza, like we've learned before. By kachem, when a person's hands are tameh, so he has to be taivul them, he has to be matvil them, so he has to be matvil both of his hands. And the reason is the shahayad metames chaverta bekoidesh avolei betruma. When one hand becomes tameh, when it comes to kachem, that's metameh the other hand, which is not the case by truma. The Gemara will discuss the seeming redundancy in this line. Says the Gemara now, says the Mishnah now, a tenth chumrah, that eichlin, eichlin neguven, biadayim miso avais betruma. A person's allowed to eat eichlin neguven, dry foods, biadayim miso avais, which with unwashed hands, meaning even with stam yadayim when it comes to truma. Even though we know, what do you mean? When you have stam yadayim, you have to be neitel yadayim, you have to wash your hands. Especially if you're eating truma, your stam yadayim is treated like a sheni latuma. So if it's a sheni latuma and you touch truma, you're now going to make the truma puzzle. Because truma has the level of a shlishi. So how could you eat truma with stam yadayim? The answer is something that we mentioned before, and that's the site of hechsher, that tuma doesn't spread onto food unless it first became wet. So in this case, the food is all completely dry. So therefore, when it comes to truma, since the food is dry, you're allowed to eat it even though your hands are unwashed because the food is dry. So the tuma can't spread. Avolai b'kaidesh. When it comes to kachim, so then even though the food is dry, still, if your hands are unwashed, you're not allowed to eat the kachim. And again, we'll see in the Gemara the reason for this in all the cases of the Mishnah. And finally, chumr number 11, seemingly, the 11th one in the Mishnah, that ha'ainin u'mechusar kippurim. An einin, somebody who lost one of his relatives, and so he became an einin, he wasn't allowed to eat kachem, and now the kfura was done, the kfura is over, they did the kfura, now he's not an einin anymore. Umechusar kippurim, and similarly, umechusar kippurim, someone who, after he became tar, he went to the mikvah, he had harif shemesh, and he had to bring a karbon then on the following morning, he brings his karbon, so while he's a umechusar kippurim, he's not allowed to eat kachem. Once he brings the karbon, so now he's allowed to eat kachem, still the halacha is, both by the Einin, who wasn't allowed to eat Kachim, and now his Aninus finishes, and also by the Mechusar Kippurim, who wasn't allowed to eat Kachim, and now he finished his stage of being a Mechusar Kippurim, he brought his Karban. The halacha is before they eat Kachim, even though now they're in a state that they're allowed to, but before they do so, Tzrichin Tefila L'Kadesh, they have to first go to the Mikvah, and then they could eat the Kachim, Avolai L'Truma, but they do not have to go to the Mikvah to begin eating Truma again, they could just jump right in and eat the Truma. This is just the Chumran that applies the kachim. So that's the 11th one on the list. Bez Hashem and the Gemara will discuss each one individually.